Johnny Mac. Today's episode is going to be a lot naughtier than usual. I won't use any particularly sweary words, but the topics are going to be quite adult. So if you listen to the podcast on a daily business with, say, children or a nun or your mom, why don't you bail on today's episode? I'm going to talk about Robert George Schimmel, one of my favorite comedians and someone I knew personally. There's a fantastic interview and a website called Mr. Media that I'm going to pick at. I'll do a lot from that on the back end, but a quick story up top here. Robert told Mr. Media, I went to go see Rodney Dangerfield in Vegas, and my mom and dad were there, and I wanted my parents to meet Rodney because I thought, you know what? They're going to meet Rodney, and they think he's really funny. They've seen him on Ed Sullivan and on Tonight Show and on Mike Douglas, and they're going to really believe that I'm in show business for real. So we go to see his show. My dad's a real early bird. He goes to bed at like 9 at night. So I go up to the dressing room with just my mom, and I knock on the door, and Rodney, and I swear I'm not making this up, Rodney opens the door. He's wearing a silk robe that has playing cards on it with his stuff hanging out. No underwear. Just out of the crack of his robe, he had a joint in one hand and a Miller Lite in the other. And he said, hey, you got to be Bob's mom. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. That's not what I wanted my mom to see. And he started hitting on my mom. He said, where's your husband? She said, oh, he went to bed. Rodney goes, what are you doing later, baby? From The Observer in 1999, Robert Schimmel was remembering the day that Barry Diller had resigned from 20th Century Fox back in 1992. A lot of setup there, but this will make sense to you. Robert said, on that night, I did a big industry showcase in L.A. where you go in front of everybody, ABC, CBS, NBC, Disney, Sony, Warner, Fox. And my opening line was, I have such bad timing in this business, I blew Barry Diller last night. My agent came over to me and said, are you out of your effing mind? Schimmel says, why? The agent says, because the guy can make a phone call and I won't even be in show business anymore. Blow someone else. If Diller finds out, he's going to go nuts. Schimmel said, why would he go nuts? I'm blowing him. At that time, back in 99, the then 49-year-old Robert Schimmel was described as the guy where people go, hey, come here, you got to hear this. And what the book said, yeah, but where's he going with that kind of material? Schimmel, a man with a shaved head, cool suit and eyes that look like they're channeling the collective disbelief of his native Bronx, told jokes that often work like defibrillator battles. When his wife wonders if Robert Schimmel is suffering from premature ejaculation, he replies, does it look like I'm suffering? Those aren't tears on your belly. After getting nitrous oxide from his dentist, Mr. Schimmel hears him say, Robert, you're going to feel a little prick in your mouth. And Schimmel says, I'm not that messed up yet. From that Observer piece, Schimmel has a lot of heavyweight fans in the comedy business. He's been on Conan 6 times in 2 years. Steve Martin wrote the liner notes to Schimmel's CD, If You Buy This CD, I Can Get This Car. Howard Stern had the comedian on a number of times. When Schimmel was on Stern around this time, he talked about the allergic reaction he had to a spermicide that his wife was using. He described it as like having intercourse with a calzone. The Observer continues, if actor Jason Alexander was not a fan before the October 1st Friars Club roast of Jerry Stiller, he must be one now. Alexander did a spit take during Schimmel's set. Schimmel had started off by saying Mr. Stiller had played Angela Lansbury's C-word in Murder, She Wrote. Schimmel then stopped and quickly corrected himself by saying he meant to say cousin. Schimmel said, Jason Alexander's lawyer called me and told me that Jason had called him after the roast and said I had made him use his asthma spray. Yet even though Schimmel killed, some even felt he should have closed the roast, his entire performance was cut out of the hour-long version of the roast that aired on Comedy Central a few weeks later. Schimmel said he didn't find this out until he had both of his parents over to watch the show. It's a bizarre thing to be treated like that. He was told he was cut because of the time restraints. Schimmel said, if that's the worst thing that happens to me, then I'm in pretty good shape. Schimmel then went somewhere else in the interview. He says, the next time you go to a drugstore, you got to look at this. On the box of the Fleet Enema, this shows you how stupid they think we really are. It says, caution, in big, broad letters. Remove the orange tip off the bottle before inserting into the rectum, which means that somebody actually stuck that up their butt and squeezed the bottle and shot the cap up into their spleen and had to go to the emergency room. Then Schimmel fired off a series of discussions he swore he'd had with celebrities. Schimmel said, I went up to Jane Fonda. I met her at some party with Ted Turner. I walked over to her and said, Miss Fonda, I don't want to bother you, but I just want to say that my wife's favorite movie is Fried Green Tomatoes. She said, I wasn't in that. I said, I know, but that's her favorite movie. She looked at me like, what is your problem? I love doing stuff like that because celebrities, when you mess with them like that, you're always expecting the suck up. And when you don't do it, they don't know how to react. He talked about a time he was sitting at a table with Milton Berle, Cesar Romero, and another actor who had played a doctor on a 1960 sitcom. The actor who played the doctor was with a young man who he introduced as his ward. Schimmel said, "Ward? What are you, Bruce Wayne, your ward? You mean the kid you're having sex with? Anyone else here have a ward tonight?" At the awards dinner, they were sitting with Joseph Cotten, who won an award for Citizen Kane, pretty famous movie. Cotton comes by and Schimmel says, "Mr. Cotton, I know tonight's your night, but I just wanted to tell you, I've seen Citizen Kane like 35 times and I don't get it. The whole thing was about a sled? Man, you're lucky you made that movie then, because I'll tell you today, that crap wouldn't fly. There's no special effects and it turns out to be a sled at the end. Nobody's getting laid." I got to know Robert a little bit. He would come up to Sirius a lot in the early days of my run there, running SiriusXM comedy. Really, really nice guy. When he wasn't performing, he was pretty low key, but you'd have a conversation with him, and in his natural delivery, he would just say things that were jokes, and it would take a second to react, like, "Wait, did you just say the most absurd thing?" He was hilarious. There was also one time he was waiting in the lobby, and I forget the particulars, but you know, he was up to see us, and so was David Brenner was up to see us, and they started talking in the lobby, and they hit off a friendship, and they were having this great conversation, just swapping stories, and we said to the two of them, "Why don't you come back tomorrow? We'll do this on the radio." And they were like, "Great idea." So David Brenner and Robert Schimmel came back up the next day. We set up the studios, just them on stools with mic stands, and they just swapped stories for an hour. It was one of my favorite things we did at SiriusXM Comedy. Probably nobody has the recording anymore because I'm not there to protect the archives. You know what I mean? But boy, that was really fantastic. Really great guy. Now, the crazy thing is, aside from his comedy, he was kind of known for having cancer. I know that sounds weird, but you'll hear the second half of the podcast and you'll see why I'm saying that. And the crazy thing is, it wasn't the cancer that got him. Robert died from injuries suffered in a car accident at 60 years old. Schimmel's memoir was called Cancer on $5 a Day, How Humor Got Me Through the Toughest Journey of My Life. In 2008, he spoke to Terry Gross on NPR. He described how he viewed the cancer. He said, "It's like Robert Schimmel, the person, whoever's in my head, that part doesn't have cancer, and it's like I'm trapped in a body that's betraying me, and I don't feel sick in my head, you know? You don't feel like you're dying. You don't even look bad when you have cancer. It's the treatment that makes you look bad, and I feel like my body's the Titanic, and it's going down, and I'm the captain of the ship, and it's going to take me down with it. You can't switch to another body. I was in the oncologist's office with my parents and my wife, and the doctor said, 'There's Hodgkin's disease and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you have non-Hodgkin's.' And I said, 'You know, that's just my luck. I got the one that's not named after the guy.' The doctor laughed and said, 'You're going to be okay.' 'Well, how do you know?' And he said, 'Because of your attitude. You're who you are, and you're finding humor.' And he said, 'That's a healthy thing.' During chemotherapy, he smoked pot to deal with the side effects and said, 'I had done it earlier in my life, but I was 50 years old and not Rodney Dangerfield, so I wasn't doing it then. But my mother and father were there in the doctor's office, and he said, 'If you're open-minded, you might consider marijuana because it helps with the nausea and the appetite.' It definitely does, but to hear a doctor at Mayo Clinic tell me it's okay to smoke pot in front of my parents was almost worth the diagnosis. You know, it was like, wow, where were you 25 years ago? That's when I really needed you." So back to that fantastic interview Robert Schimmel did with Mr. Media. Still on the topic of cancer, Robert said, "There's no way it could not be funny. When you go to the doctor and he says you have open sores in your mouth and down your throat, because that's what happens with chemotherapy, that's to avoid any kind of oral anal contact. And I'm thinking, first you tell me I have cancer and now I can't kiss anybody's ass? When's the punishment going to stop? What did he think I was going to be doing? I could barely eat Jell-O. You're not supposed to have sex when you're on chemotherapy because the chemotherapy in you comes out in all your bodily fluids. So actually, they told me that if I had a bathroom that I could use that my wife and daughters didn't use, that would be the way to do it, because sometimes guys pee on the seat and a girl sits on it. And if any of that gets in them, it could be dangerous." And then he said, "You could take care of yourself," Robert adds. "Well, it's really hard to lay in bed and pray to God and say, 'Please let me get through this,' and then be taking care of yourself in the same bed, looking up the same ceiling. It's impossible. It just really is. And I prayed, and I had a really hard time doing it, and I'll tell you why. I think I'm more spiritual than religious. I'm laying in bed asking God to get me through this, and it felt like I had a friend I hadn't talked to in 10 years, and out of the blue, I'm calling him and asking him to lend me $1,000. I don't pray all the time, and here I am asking for the biggest thing you could ask for, which is not to die. But I prayed to everybody. I prayed to Buddha. I prayed to Jesus. If there had been a G.I. Joe in the room, I would have prayed to him, anything and everything to get me through it. There's a chaplain in the hospital. They do their rounds every day. When the guy came in for the first time, he said, 'Hi, I'm the chaplain. Are you Christian?' I said, 'No, I'm Jewish.' He said, 'Well, I'm sorry that I bothered you.' And I said, 'Where are you going? I don't want you to leave.' He said, do you want to pray with me? I said, yeah, let's go. He said, okay, but I'm going to be praying to Jesus. And I said, I'm going to be right there with you. I don't want to die and get up there and have Jesus at the gate going, you, where do you think you're going? I watched George Carlin talk completely in the opposite direction about religion, and it floors me. He makes me laugh so much. When he came out with the book, When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops, or whatever it was called, I bought it. I was laughing out loud reading it on an airplane, and the next radio show I did, I talked about how funny the book was. I get home, Carlin calls me, and he goes, are you plugging my book on the radio? Yeah. He said, why? I said, it's effing hysterical. He said, Schimmel, why would you buy my book? All you have to do is ask me and I'd give it to you. I said, I'm not going to ask you to give me your book. I was on the road and I wanted to get it then. Like 2 hours later, a messenger knocked on my door and handed me a package. I opened it up. It was the same book from Carlin. He had sent it over. Inside it says, hey, Schimmel, go F yourself, George Carlin. And I'll finish up with a great story as told by Robert Schimmel. I'm walking down Broadway. Jackie Mason comes out of the stage deli. He's with two friends. They're walking up Broadway and the two friends stop and they're talking to somebody else. And Jackie sees me. I'm completely bald. I have a little bit of hair under my lip. No eyebrows, no eyelashes. I'm wearing a baseball hat. Jackie Mason comes over and goes, oh my God, what happened to you? I said, I just finished chemotherapy. And he said, chemotherapy? You had cancer? What kind did you have? His two friends walk over and Jackie Mason says, I want you to meet a real funny guy, Howie Mandel. He thought I was Howie Mandel. And his friend says, he doesn't look like Howie Mandel. Jackie Mason says, of course he doesn't look like Howie Mandel. He just finished chemotherapy. He lost a lot of weight. And Jackie says to me, what are you doing in town? Well, I'm doing Conan O'Brien tomorrow. Are you busy tonight? No. How'd you like to have dinner with me, two intelligent comics, have a nice dinner and a conversation together? Schimmel said, all right, where are you staying? At the Parker Meridian. Mason asked, under what name? I said, Robert Schimmel. He said, Robert Schimmel? How'd you come up with that? I said, that's my real name. Jackie Mason said, Howie Mandel's your stage name? And he felt so bad for Howie, I didn't have the balls to tell him that I wasn't him. He did go through with the dinner. And Jackie Mason starts telling people that Howie Mandel went through chemotherapy. Like a month later, I'm up in Montreal for the comedy festival. I'm checking into the Delta Hotel. That's where everybody stays. I've stayed there. That is true. And the first person I run into the lobby is Howie Mandel. And he comes over to me and says, so how am I doing? Robert Schimmel, one of the greats. Follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. I'll see you tomorrow.